Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Lydia Walther, who is an organizer for CASA of Maryland. And Lydia's here today to talk to us about various things that Latinos are up to, resources that can help, and the issues that are around. So, Lydia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about CASA?
Of course. So CASA actually used to be an acronym that used to stand for Central American Solidarity Association. And we've actually evolved since the beginning of our organization. We started in the basement of the church in the 80s. And the reason that we started was to give much needed services to a lot of the Central American community that was fleeing wars in Latin America, particularly Central America, and coming here and immigrating to the state of Maryland. And when I say that we've evolved is because we no longer only serve Central American immigrant community members. We serve all immigrant community members. We have close to 100,000 members.
Wow.
And we're a membership-based organization. We're an organization that fights for social justice for immigrant rights and low-income community members. We have memberships that represent over 68 different countries, including Central America, South America. We have different countries in Africa that represent our membership. We have a large membership from community members from Cameroon, from Nigeria, as well as community members from El Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How can somebody get more information?
Of course. So we have a lot of different locations in CASA. We have locations all throughout the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. We also have locations in Virginia and Pennsylvania. Here in Baltimore, we have been for the past 11 years organizing and serving our community here in Baltimore. And our Baltimore location is actually located on East Fayette, very close to the post office by City Hall. So if anybody ever wants to come in and volunteer, we have many different services that I'm going to talk about. We are always looking for volunteers who could support us in citizenship classes, English classes, after school programming. They're always welcome to just walk into CASA and hear a little bit more about how they can volunteer, sign up to volunteer, and also be part of a lot of the advocacy that we do. We not only are, you know, doing not only are we doing direct services for immigrant community, and when we were founded in the 80s, we were doing only direct services, right? But we realized that, you know, only doing services was essentially putting a Band-Aid to the systemic issue that was affecting us as immigrant community members. So we realized that we had to build legislative power and we had to advocate for our people. And we do a lot of trainings for our immigrant community members so they become the face and the voice of their own fight.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it for anything. We have to take responsibility for ourselves.
Of course. And we have, you know, throughout our different services, a lot of community members make up different community committees. And these community committees, through our organizing department, we are developing their leadership and motivating them to tell their stories. Also to, you know, advocate for themselves in different local, state and national fights, because we do provide a lot of different services. And I'll give you guys that info, an overview of those different services. But we know that, you know, the only reason for our community to break that glass ceiling that continues to oppress us is to continue to fight for legislation that's really going to allow us to reach our true potential here in Baltimore, in the state of Maryland, and all the country.
Right. And that's especially important now with political efforts to roll back various human rights and various rights for immigrants, as well as for prosecuting those folks that are obeying the law and that are just trying to provide for their families and just trying to make it. You mentioned that you provide a lot of different services, and I know you do provide a lot of services by going on your web. What's your website's address, please?
Yeah, so our website is wearecasa.org. Really simple. wearecasa.org. And you can find all the different listed services that we provide. In our Baltimore location, we provide citizenship classes for anyone who's already a permanent resident and wants to become a citizen.
Are they very often?
Yeah, so our citizenship classes happen every Tuesday afternoon at CASA, and community members are welcome to drop in and check out the citizenship classes. With the citizenship process, there's a lot of, you know, civic questions that they need to study in order to be naturalized. But aside from that, there, you know, there's a lot of recommendations in order to start the process for citizenship. So we do have citizenship specialists who support on site to support community members to see if they are eligible to apply for citizenship. What are those requirements that they need to meet if they're not? Mm-hmm. And we do support in doing the applications for community members, right? An application that an attorney might charge between $800 to $1,500. Yeah, we do at CASA, you know, with the CASA membership. And we also do free legal consultations for community members. There is unfortunately not a pathway to citizenship for a lot of our immigrant community members. So we do legal consults so that they could see their different options so that they can prepare a plan for themselves and their families. Mm-hmm. We also do a lot of know your rights. We call them charlas. They're orientation workshops, informative workshops to ensure that our community's rights are not being violated. And how community members can interact if they're ever victims of an ICE raid, or if they're ever witness, you know, this injustice happening to community members. And we also offer bystander trainings for community members who might not be directly affected immigrant community members, but would like to be trained on what to do as a bystander if we're witnessing, you know, a violation of someone's rights happening. We've had a lot of these occur where ICE officials are, you know, outside of elementary schools, they are asking community member things that, you know, they shouldn't be asking them. And right. if you know your rights, you know that you have the right to remain silent. You know that you have the right not to sign anything. And right. something that, you know, making sure that you stand within your right could essentially save you from becoming a victim of a raid. And so other services that we also have, we have after school programming for first and second generation immigrant students.
Right.
And our after-school programming has been running in Baltimore for the past 5-6 years, called Mi Espacio. Essentially, it's my space. Mm-hmm. And this after-school programming is really for first and second generation. All immigrant students are welcomed. We serve the immigrant students from Digital High School, NAF Academy. We also serve from Patterson High School, all of the high schools that can essentially come to our office. Mm-hmm. We do the after school programming to motivate students, you know, to graduate high school, but not only to graduate high school, but to start thinking about higher education. In 2012, we were able to pass what is called the Maryland Dream Act. So regardless,
what a great piece of legislation.
Yeah. So regardless of your immigration status, you know, you can go to higher education and pay in-state tuition if you meet certain requirements.
Yeah.
And so during this after school programming, we're really motivating our youth to take advantage of the Maryland Dream Act, mm-hmm. and also prepare themselves to go into college. And in order to qualify for the Maryland Dream Act, your parents have to pay taxes. So regardless of your immigration status, you can pay taxes in the United States with an I-10 number. Mm-hmm. And we do those services for free at CASA because we really want to, we do a lot of wraparound services to ensure that our students are reaching their true potential.
Mm-hmm.
And we do I-10 applications free at CASA. We also do free taxes at CASA. So regardless of your immigration status, regardless of what country you're from, you don't even have to be an immigrant community member. If you make under $54,000, we can do your taxes for free at CASA.
Boy, that's a great service. That's a great service. So really, if you have any kind of issues or problems, you should call CASA.
Of course.
You should get in touch.
Of course. In our Baltimore location, like a lot of our different CASA locations, we have a day laborer area as well. And we do a lot of different vocational trainings out of our other offices. We're actually hoping to expand this next year so we could bring those vocational trainings here to Baltimore as well. And a lot of community members who have recently immigrated or community members in Baltimore City who are still, you know, learning English. We have free English classes at CASA as well. And for any community member who is looking for a daily job, we have a day labor center that's open from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m, Monday through Saturday. If you're ever looking for work, you can just stop by the CASA office and talk to our work specialist and register to be on the list for day labor.
So they don't have to look for a corner.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's great. You mentioned vocational training, that might be coming. Where's the closest one right now?
Right now, our closest vocational training locations are in Silver Spring and Rockville. And they offer different trainings, including electricity, sheetrock, plumbing, a lot of different skills, computer literacy,
a lot of demand.
Yes. And so, you know, a lot of our workers actually go to our other sites in Rockville or in Silver Spring. And we are happy to share that we are actually going to start construction in our new building on the 16th of October. And we are going to be bringing a lot of those vocational trainings here to Baltimore as well.
Wonderful. And, so that should be operational by the first of the year kind of thing?
We're hopeful that by mid-2019 or late 2019 that will be up and running.
Wonderful. And that will be a full-service place the way the current one is, right?
Correct. So it's going to allow us to do a lot of the vocational trainings because we're already running a day labor center in our Baltimore office currently. We just don't have the space to expand and be able to do a lot of the workshops in-house. And we partner with a lot of community colleges to be able to offer these classes at reduced or free costs to our community.
Wow.
So if you are looking to, you know, looking to develop your skills in plumbing, sheetrock, electricity, whatever it is, you can come to CASA and sign up for some of those classes.
And you can go to the classes at CASA?
Yes.
Near the post office?
Yes. So right now, the vocational classes aren't being offered in a Baltimore location. They're being offered in our Rockville and Silver Spring location. But as of 2019, we're hoping that we're going to be able to offer that in-house in our Baltimore location. And we have all of those equipments there for you. You come to the CASA office and you're meeting with an instructor who's training you in all of these different things.
Wonderful. Let's talk about the issues. And there are too many issues to talk about, excuse me, in the next couple minutes. But what are the main things you folks are dealing with now in terms of things impacting?
A lot of the, you know, we work with CASA, we work at the local level, the state level, and the national level. Mm-hmm. Right now, on the local level in Baltimore City, we are experiencing continuing attacks to separate our families due to the zero tolerance policy that the administration has implemented. So we have seen a rise of immigration detentions in Baltimore City in the last month. We have also seen a rise in families being separated. So we are, you know, in the process of supporting doing legal intakes for community members on the local level, as well as, you know, educating our community and training our community to be the ones who are doing the trainings themselves in community to know their rights. What to do if you encounter an immigration officer, what to do if you get stopped by the police and are asked things that they're not supposed to be asking you, what your rights are. And as a bystander, you can also sign up to be part of our bystander trainings. What to do if you witness an injustice happening against a community member.
That's really important too.
Yep.
Absolutely. What needs to be done?
Well, we are continuing to develop community members. Communities really lead the way to us. They are the ones that elect our campaigns. Our leadership circles are directly impacted community members. And right now what needs to be done is, you know, we're uniting our voices together to make sure that they don't forget about things that are continuing to happen. Right now we are having on, we're going to be doing a lot of work on the public charge because there's a lot of intimidation that this administration is bringing on our immigrant community. A lot of our immigrant community members are afraid to be able to apply for certain things that their children have benefits to because of a lot of these threats. Yeah. And we are doing a lot of the bystander training as well.
Great. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Could you please give us that contact information one more time, please, for CASA?
Of course. You can always come to our website. It's wearecasa.org and find out about ways to get involved into the different campaigns, as well as coming to our office location, which is 2224 East Fayette Street, right here close to the post office.
And a phone number?
A phone number that can be dialed is 443 443- 384-7485.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Unfortunately for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Lydia Walther, who's an organizer for CASA, for being our guest today. Thank you, Lydia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.